This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's the fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Oh, a good late afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, along with Craig Fissinger from the Fish Report. Craig is the human resource manager at Superior Aluminum in Rushi. His son is Ross Fissinger, who plays left field and pitches for the Rushi Raiders, who enter the state semifinal today with an overall record of 25-6, defending state champs 25-7 a year ago, if you count the late tournament additional game against Eaton. St. Henry, by way of record, 24-6, ranked fourth in the state. Rushi, fifth in the state, as the Raiders go for a repeat, having won the state tourney last year, defeating Van Wert Lincoln View in the state championship game after knocking off Newark Catholic in the state semifinal. You may recall last year, Rushi won its last five tournament games in come-from-behind fashion. And I might note, not too awful far from that this year, winning a big district semifinal over Newton by a final score of 6-5. In that game, Braden Monin had a big two-out hit in the sixth inning. We'll pick up the action with Braylon Cordonier, who was batting before Braden, in the box against Cooper Knupp on the mound for the Newton Indians. A double here could win the game. The pitch to Cordonier, way high, ball one. Jordan Kopp, coach for Newton, is going with his veteran ace, Knupp, who's undefeated on the year, 7-0. Pitch to Cordonier, hard line drive to the second baseman. He traps it, gets it, throws to first, out at first base. Nice play by the second baseman for the Newton Indians. Well done by Van Kulin. My goodness, the ball by Cordonier was rocketed towards second, and Van Kulin threw his body in front of it, kept the ball at his feet, tracked it down, and by a step and a half nipped Cordonier at first, and now Rushi has got the tying run at third, winning run at second, two out for the Raiders here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Now, you couldn't want a more exciting finish in a district tournament game against two state-ranked teams.
The outfield is deep. A base hit should win the game. The pitch by Knupp to Monin. Fastball, yep, outside corner above the waist. It's a strike. Nothing and one on Monin. So far in this game, he's had a hit, a single, been safe on an error, and popped to short. Runners at second and third for Rushi. Down a run, bottom of the seventh. Tremendous comeback here by Newton today, which trailed 4-0 with an out in the sixth. Second and third for Rushi. Two out, bottom of the seventh. Delivered by Knupp. Bouncing ball smothered at the plate by the catcher, Bowser. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Monin. He's been one of the top couple hitters for Rushi here in the last few weeks. The pitch to Monin swung on. It is pounded to deep right center field. Center fielder going after it. Makes the long run. He can't get to it. He can't get to it. It's a gapper to the fence by Braden Monin, which wins the game. Rushi, in phenomenal comeback fashion, defeats Newton by a final tally of 6-5 on a long 350-foot gapper to right center field by Braden Monin with two out and two on here in the bottom of the seventh. Oh, what a big win that was for the Rushi Raiders, a stepping stone as Newton elected to have Carson Knupp pitch to Braden Monin, and he made the Newton Indians pay. A terrific win by the Raiders, and the stars have been aligned ever since. An eight-inning triumph over Bern Union with four in the eighth. Complete game victory by Xavier Flippo in that contest. And then a 4-1 triumph by the Rushi Raiders over Southeastern in the regional championship game. That contest was 1-1 in the fifth inning. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Today there are two building components for sure, and Xavier Flippo and Devin Delsite are those two. A couple of outstanding pitchers. Flippo is giving up less than a walk per game on the year. He holds the Rushi High School season record for ERA, .49. Absolutely amazing. Delsite Jr. for St. Henry, 1,000 pitches over 70 innings, a 1.1 ERA. Flippo and Delsite, key components here today for the Raiders and Indians, or I should say Raiders and Redskins. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi. Craig Fissinger alongside. I tell you what, Craig, I give some of the credit to the success of Xavier and Braylon this year to your son, who threw 40 innings, close to it, very close to it, dynamite earned run average. He was spotted in at times to save the arms of Braylon and Xavier for this stretch run. And if those two young men, Flippo and Cordonier, don't take your son out to dinner, I'm gonna do it.
Well, Ross had a special season at 7-0. You got Braylon at 6-1 and Xavier at 5-1. But those two guys, Braylon and Xavier, are definitely the aces of the staff, under a 1 ERA, and had very special seasons themselves. And that's why they've been out here during this tournament run. You've got another guy in the bullpen that's been warming up a few times, Cooper Francis, just a freshman. He's really developed into a nice pitcher. I wouldn't be surprised if we might see him at some point, either today or maybe Saturday.
This season, especially here in the tournament, and also when you look at the record, darn near identical to last year's, this season, it's mirroring last year's campaign. Got two more victories to finish it out. Wow, that would be unbelievable. Back-to-back state champs in baseball, a Final Four run in basketball. What more can this class of kids at Rushi do?
Yeah, I was talking last week to head basketball coach Spencer Cordonier, has a son on this team, of course, and he said, Craig, you know, these kids are just built different. I said, what do you mean they're built different? And he says, they're just special. There's no egos on this team. These guys play for one another, and that sounds a little cliche, but it's a fact. They do play for one another, and their success, again, this year is just proven that.
The word experience means volumes in the case of the Rushi Raiders.
Yeah, well, you know that we came into the season with seven starters coming back, had to replace a first baseman, a catcher, and, oh, by the way, a starting pitcher that was the SCAL Player of the Year. Yeah. So there were some question marks coming into this year, but the kids that have come in this year have responded well. And, you know, they started off the season after that basketball run, as you said, with 13 days until the official start of the season, and all they did was win their first nine games.
Yeah, Saunders on the bump last year for Rushi. He was phenomenal. You mentioned three seniors for Rushi in the starting lineup, only three for St. Henry, two pretty young clubs on the diamond in the state semifinal.
Yeah, well, Rushi's got four juniors to complement those three seniors, as well as that sophomore and freshman. And, you know, at this point of the season, I don't call anybody freshmen or sophomores anymore. They're just all experienced ball players, and that's why we're here today.
Have you fretted some of these close games down the stretch? I asked head coach Kevin Flippo the same question. He said, no, I'm calm, cool, collected.
Well, this is my last child, Jack, and my wife have commented. We feel like we've got a little extended lease on life since graduation was a few weeks ago. We're just trying to enjoy the moment here right now, and, got to throw my last batting practice of probably my life last Sunday, so special moment for me as well to do that.
And your arm is not in a sling.
It was wrapped in ice afterwards.
Oh, what a beautiful day for a Division IV state semifinal. Smoky skies overhead, thin cloud layer, dim sunshine coming through, wind blowing in out of the north at temperature right around 69, 70 degrees. Going to be tough to hit a gapper like Braden Monin did to beat Newton because that wind is pretty breezy and it's coming right in at the hitters.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Maybe we'll see a gapper like Braylon Credonier hit last year in that championship game out to right center. Yeah. He's certainly capable. But, yeah, I don't see any balls leaving the ballpark here, especially not with these the power alleys they have here.
Craig, thank you so much. Enjoy the family. Enjoy the Rushi fans the rest of the day. And hoping you are good luck because you were with us last year in the pregame, back here again this year. Rushi needs this one and one more. The state semifinal in the other bracket upcoming at 7 tonight between Tiffin Calvert and Berland Highland. The two winners play on Saturday at 1 for the D4 state title. Thanks, Craig, so much.
Thank you, Jack.
We'll return with more starting lineups up next. Then the beginning of this game between Rushi and St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CN CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Raiders' outstanding pitching this year has been boosted by very good offense, as we'll highlight the Raiders offensively. And right out of the chute, the first pitch of the game, by Xavier Flippo, is delivered home. And the leadoff batter for St. Henry, Logan Link, hits a little blooper over the mound and a gliding catch on the grass by Braylon Cordonnier. He was all sprawled out on the infield here at Akron's Canal Park. What a catch by Cordonnier. If that ball hits the ground, it's an infield single. And the leadoff batter for St. Henry is retired. That's Logan Link, the shortstop, a junior. Followed up here by Bryce Brookhart. And then Hayden Beckman, who hit second and third in the lineup. St. Henry offensively paced by Beckman at 337. Link at 352. Kunkler at 364. Horseman at 342. The top four hitters. And Rushi's got four strong ones as well. Cordonnier at 392. Monin 366 on the year, Flippo 337, and Francis at 333. Here is the third pitch of this game to Bryce Brookhart for St. Henry, and he paced a hard line drive into left field for a base hit. In between, Quinter at third and Cordonnier at short, and we're off and running. A big key to the success of St. Henry this year has been its robust offense. The four young men I just mentioned, all hitting over 400 in tournament play. Hayden Beckman steps in from the left side. Flippo with a snap throw to first, almost nips Brookhart, who gets back in. Close play. Brookhart got his hand in before the tag from counts. Flippo into the stretch will pitch to Beckman, who swings from the left side, a junior. It is a strike knee-high right down the middle. Nothing in one. The count on Beckman. Junior center fielder, Brookhart, senior third baseman, the runner at first. As our prep time between games got compressed, we had a Division I 9-inning affair take place right before this game between Olentangy Orange and Anthony Wayne. Olentangy Orange from the Columbus area. Here's a steal, a second. The throw down might have nipped him. It did! Unver Firth right on the button. Oh, what a tag applied by Cordonnier at second base for Rushi. 99 steals in 124 attempts this year for St. Henry. And right there, the freshman Cooper Unver Firth guns down Brookhart of the Redskins. Two away now as Flippo launches a high fastball. 81 mph on that one to Beckman. Here's the windup by Flippo. Slow curve, 2-2 pitch. Out in front is Beckman. No contact. He's out. Three batters faced. No one left on for St. Henry. Did get a base runner. One hit. We go to the bottom of the first. St. Henry nothing. Rushi coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market.
market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Right-hander junior Devin Delsite on the mound for St. Henry, opening up with a ball low to Xavier Flippo, then a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Delsite has an array of four pitches, including a slider, has not been beaten on the year, 11-0. 1,000 pitches. He's been a workhorse. Big, slow curve, bending in and over. Flippo looked at it, 1-2. Xavier Flippo, Zane Chappie, Braylon Cordonnier, 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the first for Rushi. Outfield is in tight. Hayden Beckman, a very shallow center field for Flippo. Delsite gets the sign from his catcher, Caden Bergman. There's a ball smacked toward short, cut off with a third baseman. Good play by Brookhart. Guns a throw to Schwederman at first for the out. One away for Rushi in the bottom of the first inning. For St. Henry defensively, Brookhart at third. Logan Link at short. Second baseman Ethan Neatfelt. He does not bat. He is DH for Lucas Clooney. First baseman is Drew Schwederman. Outfield left to right, Nolan Kunkler in left, Hayden Beckman in center, Elijah Horseman in right. Delsite on the mound, Bergman catching. Delsite throws a pitch on the inside half. It's a strike. Zane Chappie leaned away. Slider cut the corner. Outfield around to the left slightly for Chappie, who swings at a fastball. Can't catch up. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. These two clubs played the first week of April at St. Henry in a weekend tournament event. Three contests were played at the St. Henry Complex, and neither team pitched either one of its frontliners. Rushi won that game with 13 hits, 6-4. Throw that game out the window doesn't mean a thing. State semifinal here today. St. Henry and Rushi. Curveball to Chappie, bending low and outside. And the count on Zane goes full. Previous pitch was also a ball, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on Chappie. None on, one out for Rushi, bottom of the first. Here's a big hook. It's around the plate. Missed it inside. I was mistaken on the count. It was 2-2 before that pitch, and now it's full. Shortstop Link very deep at short. Here is the payoff delivery, but Delsite to Chappie. Yep, it caught the outside corner at the thighs. It's a strike. St. Henry crowd loves it. Good call by the plate umpire. Chappie needed to protect on that one. Too close to not offer. Left-hand batting Braylon Cordonnier steps in. Flippo is hitting a 337 to lead things off for Rushi. Schappe at 318. Braylon Cordonnier at 392. They set up on the outside corner for Cordonnier, and it's an off-speed delivery by Delsyte, and it catches the black for a called strike. Nothing in one. Center fielder Beckman in right center. Delsyte throws it low, a ball and a strike, one and one. Cordonnier has 13 extra base hits, 9 doubles on the year. He has amassed 29 hits on the campaign. Delsyte to the outside target. It's right on the button, 1 and 2. Good fastball. Both pitchers hitting spots here in the first inning. St. Henry did get a hit, but Brookhart was thrown out stealing. The windup of Delsyte. Here's a curveball thrown to Cordonnier, who wraps it back up the middle. It's fielded out in short center field by the second baseman. He twists and turns a throw way late to first. Infield single, back edge of the dirt behind the second base bag for Braylon Cordonnier. Brings up Braden Monnen. Monnen hot, 366, had the game-winning hit against Newton. As you heard in our pregame, a two-out, two-run double to right center. The pitch to Monnen fouled high in the air, out of play, into the stands. Here at Canal Park in Akron, it's 400 to center, left center. There's a nook out there where the wall bends away. It's about 325 down both lines. Cordonnier at first. Let's see if Rushi's got some kind of a game on here. He's got a hefty lead. Doesn't go. Curveball to Monnen. It's a strike. Cut the plate in half. Delsyte, pinpoint control here at the start of this game. Each team with a single in the first. Nothing and one. Or I should say nothing and two, the count on Monnen. Big lead, Cordonnier. Monnen, late swing, protects and punches it foul out of play to the right. Still two strikes on Braden. Tiffin Calvert meets Berlin Highland in the second Division 4 game. Cincinnati Moeller defeated Walsh Jesuit 2-0 in the first D1 game at 10. Then the long 9-inning affair, which kicked off at 1 between Olin Tangi Orange from near Columbus and Anthony Wayne from close to Toledo. Here's the pitch to Monnen, hit off the handle. He was jammed, two hops to the mound. Easy play for Delsyte, on to first, and the initial inning is over. No score, Rushi St. Henry. Division 4 state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Cleanup batter Drew Schwederman steps in for St. Henry to start the top of the second inning, and he's hit by a pitch. It caught him above the left elbow. He leaned away, but Flippo plucks him, and St. Henry has its second base runner of this game. The first one, Brookhart, was nullified, out stealing in the first. Schwederman, the 6'4" first baseman, was hitting .293 with 23 runs batted in. And the fifth hitter steps in, Elijah Horseman, the right fielder. He has been hot. He's at .342 with 26 runs scored. He bunts back to the mound. Oh, heads up play by Flippo. Unverfurth tells him, go to second. And catching it down there is Monin for the force out. Good communication by the Rushi Raiders. Bryant, the theme of the day so far, pitching, pitching, pitching. 2-0, 3-2, and both Delsite and Flippo sharp here at the outset of this game.
Yes, they are. Flippo so far, one strikeout, just that one hit early in the first inning, and that was only his 14th pitch right there. So he has been very economical pitch count wise.
Oh,
so
the man on first is going. Here's the throw down by Rushi. I think they've got him. It is an out at second base. St. Henry's had great success running all year long, and that was an objective here today, Bryant. Try to steal bases on the freshman battery made of Flippo, Unverfurth. Cooper's done a great job behind the dish all year, and he has nailed two St. Henry steal attempts here at the outset.
Yeah, one in each inning so far. They haven't been close either.
There's a high fly ball to right field, lifted out there by the hitter. And it is caught near the line. Felix Francis galloped over, snared it about 3 or 4 feet in fair territory. So after the out-stealing of Elijah Horseman, Clooney flies to right. We go to the bottom of the second. Still no score. Rushi and St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Proud to support the Rushi Raiders in high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi. At Francis Manufacturing, quality is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is incredibly high, and it has to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand exact perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. In fact, this workforce averages over 15 years of experience providing amazing attention to detail. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing is pleased to support high school sports and the efforts of Scores Broadcast to promote them.
Well, much like St. Henry ended its previous inning, that's how Rushi starts this one, with a fly ball lofted along the right field line off the bat of Hayden Quinter. And it's Elijah Horseman who strolled over near the line, hauled it in, for the Raiders. First out, bottom of the second frame, Felix Francis steps in, and he tries to bunt it at home plate, and it's off his foot. Foul ball. Nothing and one on Felix. Quinter was hitting 286. Francis at 333. Each team, three seniors in the starting lineup. Both clubs will be very strong next season. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Francis. Chopped on 1-2-3, bounces to second. Gobbled up on the play by Nietfeld. Flips on to Schwederman. Easy does it, two away for Rushi here in the bottom of the second inning. Jude Counts batting for the Raiders. Quickly moving game. Counts 288 on the year. Boy, if you did a survey during the week of what the final score of this game might be, the most popular count, Bryant, at least when I was doing the polling, was 2-1, toss-up. Half the people said Rushi, half the people said St. Henry. This is a dead-even contest, and that's the way it's beginning. Counts takes a strike, then looks at one low, 1-1 on him.
I think it's going to be hard for either of these teams to really put an inning together against either of the pitcher they're facing.
Amazing balance from both clubs all year long. Rushi's defense today, two steal attempts by St. Henry, and Unverfurth behind the dish for Rushi has thrown a couple of Redskins out at second base already in two innings of play. Counts takes a fastball, waist high in the outside corner. Good pitch. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Jude. Quickly working, Delsite delivers. It is a slider, swing and a miss by Counts. My mistake, it was 2-1. I'm having a hard time reading the scoreboard. What sunshine there is glaring off it. Counts even stance at the plate, takes one high and away. That was a 3-2 pitch, and he's aboard. Counts walks. Here's Ross Fissinger stepping in for the Rushi Raiders. 240 on the season, senior left fielder. Outfield straight away for Ross. Second base runner for Rushi. Braylon Cordonier singled behind second base in the first. Open stance for Fissinger. Big curveball outside corner for a strike. Plate umpire very gracious, giving both Flippo and Delsite plenty of edge room left and right. Lead down at first for Counts. Throw over. Ooh, nearly got him. Good headlong slide, but Counts to the backside of the bag. Nothing and one on Fissinger. Open stance. Center fielder Beckman creeping in. Pitch up and in under the chin of Fissinger. A ball and a strike. Caden Beckman with outstanding wheels in center field. He's prepared to go back because he is up snug. Medium depth in left and right. Middle infielder shading second base. Third baseman very deep for Fissinger, who clouts one to right center. It's hit pretty well. Beckman does have to go back. Back, back, back. He's got it. About 315 feet from home plate. Well done by Beckman. Oh, boy, if he's in another step or two before that pitch is made, that ball hit by Fissinger gets the gap. We go to the third. Still no score. Rushi nothing. St. Henry nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
St. Henry batting here in the top of the third. Redskins have had two base runners, but Flippo has faced just six. Nolan Kunkler, left-hand hitter, outstanding average on the campaign, 364, is in batting and is down in the count, 1-2. Flippo just whiffed him on a slow curveball. And then here's a bouncing pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. It eludes Unverfurth, rolls 15 feet away. Kunkler safe at first base. That's one of those strange things that can happen in baseball.
Yeah, it's one rule, frankly, I do not like.
Brian, I would agree with you 100%. Yes, I think a strikeout's a strikeout.
And that's especially when there's nobody on, too.
And the batter runner gets a reprieve. Swinging and missing was Kunkler. Ball got away from Unverfurth. It was a very bad pitch, yet Kunkler waved at it, missed it a mile. Ball landed on the point of home plate. Kunkler's down at first. Third base runner for St. Henry in this game. And Caden Bergman steps in. Let's see if he's bunting. Throw by Flippo to first, not in time. So far, Rushi's defense has been excellent. One sacrifice attempt resulted in a force out against St. Henry at second base. Two steal attempts by St. Henry have resulted in out-stealing calls. Unverfurth firing down to the second base bag to nail two. The count of ball and a strike on Caden Bergman, catcher for St. Henry. Open stance, squares to bunt. Takes one inside off the corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Rushi outfield playing deeper than St. Henry's in this spacious canal park in Akron. Fissinger pretty deep in left. Bergman squares to bunt up the first baseline, clearly foul, rolling to the coaching box. Count, two balls, two strikes, 2-2. On deck for St. Henry is the pitcher, Devin Delsite. Ethan Neatfelt, the second baseman, doesn't hit. He is DH4 by Lucas Clooney, who flew out to end the previous inning to right field. So the count is 2-2 on Bergman. Runner at first. No one out for St. Henry. Top of the third. Delivery. Cut on. Oh, nothing doing. Good pitch by Flippo. As it looked like he sailed a cutter off the outside corner, Bergman lunged and could not get a piece. One down. And here is Delsite. Wears 16 on his back. He's the pitcher for St. Henry. On the season, Delsite, 300 right on the button in terms of batting average. There's a slow floater to the plate by Flippo. Delsite tried to time it and launched it foul high into the stands to the right. We're in the top of the third. No score. Rushi and St. Henry. St. Henry, a runner at first with one down. Top of inning number three. Infield pinch to the middle for Rushi. Center fielder Chappie fairly deep. pitch to Delsite. There's a high fastball cut on, and coming up empty is Delsite. Nothing in two. Bryant, a number of swings and misses. That's testifying the very good stuff these pitchers have today.
Yes.
Lead at first. Kunkler off of it, 8-10 feet, gets a secondary jump. Flippo just missed the outside corner. A ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Delsite. Even with the bag at third is Quinter.
Flippo at three strikeouts on the day so far, Jack.
Will St. Henry tests the arm of Unverfurth again. Slow curveball in the dirt in the left-hand batter's box. Unverfurth smothers. Nice job by him. Two balls, two strikes on Delsite. Nobody has gotten a man to second base yet. St. Henry's had three base runners. There's a throw to first base, rolls away from Counts, who gets it in the coaching box. Two balls, two strikes for the St. Henry hitter, Delsite, runner at first for the Redskins. One down, top of the third. Delivery by Flippo, lined hard to Chappie in center. Just high, he grabs. He tries to double the runner at first, getting back just barely. Ooh, it was tight. Chappie came up with a strong arm to Counts at first base. Sneaking back in was Kunkler. He almost wandered to second too far. On that liner to center off the bat of Delsite, it was snagged by Chappie, two away. Back to the top for Logan Link. He was out on a little dunker handle hit behind the mound. Cordonier made a nifty play, snared it before it hit the turf. Racing in from short. Little looper went down as a put out six off the bat of Link, who looks at a high curve. Ball one, throw to first, runner back. Flippo for a right-hander, Bryant, has a sneaky move to first base.
Yes, he does.
He's in his stretch, peeks over there. Runner's going. Foul to the screen. It's a ball and a strike, 1-1 on Link. Tenth batter to face Flippo in the game for St. Henry as the lineup is turned over, top of the third. Even count, 1-1 on Link. He's had a great year at the plate, over 350. High curveball, 2-1, stayed up top. Didn't have the bite on it to enter the zone. And it's 2-1 on Link. Right-hand batting junior middle infielder for the St. Henry Redskins. Mike Gast, head coach, he's done a splendid job. Got this team playing extremely well during the stretch run. Offensive output sensational end of the year and during the tournament. Low outside curveball to Link. Flippo falls back of him now, 3-1. Flippo's got to come in with a strike or with a walk, put a runner in scoring position at second, and that's what happens. Breaking pitch missed wide. Two on for St. Henry. Two out. Top of the third. And here we go with Bryce Brookhart, who singled. He drilled one into left field. Second batter of this game. Rushi, the home team here at the state Final Four. Both games, if Rushi wins this one. Burkhart swings, towering high fly, deep left field. Ross Fissinger on his horse. He is trailing backwards and snares it. He pulled to a stop. Had a fairly long run. Brookhart's ball was hit about as high as it was far, giving Fissinger an opportunity to make the play. Ball was hit against the wind. St. Henry up and out in the third. We go to the bottom of inning number three. Redskins nothing, Raiders nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
There is no score. Rushi comes calling here in the bottom of the third inning. Cooper Unverfirth swings on the second delivery and nubs a foul behind the plate after popping one high and out of play to the right on the first pitch. Delsite jumps in front, 0-2 on Unverfirth. He squared away in the box, left and right feet even. Fouls it over the dugout to the right, still 0-2. No score. Bottom of the third. This game shaping up as just about everybody predicted. Pitcher's duel, low scoring. Base runners to second base and scoring position hard to come by. Here's a high-floating curveball, grounded to short. Oh, what a play by Brookhart. No, it was cut off by the third baseman, Brookhart. It didn't get to Link. And then Brookhart went to his knee after a great fielding job and threw wide at first. I think that's an infield single simply because Brookhart went to the ground to field it. Then he had to hurry, and he missed his target at first base, pulling Schwederman off the bag. Thought the ball might go to deep short. And now Brookhart comes way in. He is only about 55 or 60 feet from home plate, expecting Flippo to bunt.
The OHSAA scored that as a throwing error on Brookhart.
That was going to be tight at first base. Unverfirth probably would have been out. Here's a bunt fouled, one bounce behind the plate. Unverfirth trying to move the runner along. Tough scoring decision at Brookhart. Not dived in front of the shortstop, who was several steps behind him. Don't think St. Henry would even have had a chance to make the play, because from deep short, there would have been no chance at all. Runner at first with a lead, throw over, runner back. So Rushi gets a man aboard here to start the bottom of the third. Tough scoring decision against Brookhart as Unverfirth, or I should say Flippo, bunts right back to Delsite. Delsite throws to first. Uh-oh, the Rushi runner, round second too far. He's a dead duck at third. Base running miscue by Rushi's Unverfirth. Good bunt by Flippo. Moved him along to second, and for an instant it looked like St. Henry might not have the bag covered, because Brookhart at third was way up with the pitch. But he hustled back, took the throw across the diamond from Schwederman. Easy pickings at third base. So outs on the bases turned in by both clubs so far in this game. There's a check swing by Chappie, fouled off the handle. No balls and a strike. Well, the Raiders now have two out, nobody on. After having a runner down to second, had he halted there following that sack bunt. Outside corner pitch by Delsite. Yes, indeed. Waist high. Caught the black. Nothing in two. Delsite sharp. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Wind up, Delsite, pitch to Chappie. Curveball off the outside corner. Umpire can't be that gracious. Waist pitch by Delsite. And it's one and two on Chappie. Base running blunder by Rushi, costing the Raiders a man in scoring position with one out here in the third. Curveball to Chappie. It's rammed hard between third and short. A lunge to the left by Brookhart. Can't get to it. Attempted backhand play by Link at deep short. No dice there. And the ball trickles into left. And Bryant, it's easy to look back, but who knows? That might have been a run-scoring single if the Raiders on the sack bunt stop at second base.
The good news is this is still an early game. Plenty of time here.
Yep, no score. Bottom of the third. Chappie with the ground ball single to left at first. He's a threat to steal. There's a ball ripped on the play by Cordano on one bounce to second. Nice play by the second sacker, Neatfeld, for St. Henry. And he flips on to first for the out. We played three full, no score. Each team has gotten some base runners, but there have been base running miscues and good defensive plays, as there should be in a state semifinal. Nothing, nothing. Rushi and St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
First batter for St. Henry here in the top of the fourth, Hayden Beckman, spanks a hard ground ball to the right of counts at first. Oh, a dazzling backhand play. Here's the flip to Flippo, nipped him at first base by a step. Well done. Good communication, fine hustle. Counts and Flippo retiring the good hitting Beckman. He hit the ball hard, but Counts speared it to his right. Flippo off and running, covering the first base bag. Play goes from 3-1. The first pitch is a strike to the new hitter, Drew Schwederman, who takes a belated swing on a slow curveball. He took about a two-thirds cut, blooped it in the air, caught but Counts about 100 feet from home plate at first base. And right away, Flippo gets the first two men here to start the fourth inning. Easy outs, or I should say quick outs, The first one not that easy. And here's Elijah Horseman, who looks at a breaking pitch on the outside corner, nothing and one on him. We're in the top of the fourth, this game being played briskly. Horseman checks the swing low, one and one. Appeal at first. Oh, it's ruled that the bat of Horseman crossed home plate. It's not a ball, it's a strike. Nothing and two. Flippo swings into action on Horseman. High fastball. Looked like our second game of the day, which started at 1, would be played in 85 minutes. 1-0 headed to the bottom of the 7th, and it wound up going 9. And Olentangy Orange in Division 1 play nipped Anthony Wayne 3-2 in 9. Thus, this game got started late, and the separation between the two games was compressed. Foul to the screen. And the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Horseman. Right-hand batter, senior, right fielder. He's got a real good stroke at the plate, 342 on the year. 26 runs scored. There's a jam job beyond the dugout of St. Henry to the right. 400 to center, about 325 down the lines. Here at Canal Park in Akron. Left center, right center, not marked. Two down for St. Henry, top of the fourth, no score. Horseman swings, drives one to left center. Chappie, Fissinger converging, and it is picked off on the play by Fissinger. He called off Chappie, caught it in medium depth left center field. Through 3.5, Rushi nothing, St. Henry nothing. Division 4 state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details and Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Inning opening curveball by Delsite to Monin, inside corner for a strike, then a slider above the knees on the outside half for strike two. Both pitchers very sharp. St. Henry's barreled up a few balls to left and left center, but the wind is blowing in, and you're simply not going to hit one over the left or center fielder's heads. There's a high fly ball down the right field line off the bat of Monin. Horseman goes sailing over right at the stripe, catches it for the out. Wind blowing that direction in from left center. Carried the ball to the right field foul line where Horseman made a nice play on it. Monin's retired. He was down in the count. Both pitchers getting ahead. Delsite especially. One out for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth inning. There is no score in this Division IV state semifinal. Hayden Quinter steps in, looks at a curveball. Strike called. Outside corner at the thighs. Delsite is on the money. Outfield deep for Quinter and left. Third baseman well behind the bag. Quinter chases one, slider outside half, and he misses, 0-2. Bottom of the fourth, no score. Just about what we predicted. Delsite cranks it up. Curveball on the fist, foul to the screen. First game of the day won by Cincinnati Moeller in Division I, 2-0 over Walsh Jesuit. And then the game that pushed us back into late mode. 3-2 win by Olentangy Orange over Anthony Wayne in the other Division I semifinal. Hard hit ball by Quinter. One bounce to the left of the shortstop. Good play by Link. Catches it in the webbing. Fires on to Schwederman. Quinter out by a step at first. Quinter timed the breaking pitch. Hit it on the nose. Good play by Link at shortstop for the Redskins. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the fourth. Here is Felix Francis from the right side. Feet well apart at the plate. Cranking up the pitch is Delsite. Francis belts one to left. Left fielder retreating. And it's picked off on the run by Kunkler. One of the hardest hit balls of this game off the bat of Francis. He clubbed it to left. And hustling toward the line, catching over his shoulder, the left fielder Kunkler for St. Henry. A quick bottom of the fourth for Rushi. We go to the fifth. Raiders nothing, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
The St. Henry DH Lucas Clooney looks at a pitch low from Xavier Flippo and then takes one in the outside corner for a strike. Third delivery upstairs. Clooney ahead in the count, 2-1, now 3-1 as Flippo misses low and in to start the top of the fifth inning. Nothing score, Division IV state semifinal. Widespread stance at the plate. Here's a swing, a hard line drive to center. Off the bat of Clooney. Chappie comes racing in. He's got it. Just above the waist. Good play by Chappie. Timed it well. Fine jump. Clooney retired. Bryant, both teams now starting to zero in. Second time through the order. Hard hit balls last inning or two.
Yeah, but they've been the fielders so far. We'll see if they're able to put them in the gaps.
Low and in, the first pitch to Kunkler. Kunkler got on board in the third when a swinging third strike got away from Unverfurth. Here's a bunt out in front of the plate. Flippo, very disciplined, comes in, grabs it, and fires to first base to count for the out. Kunkler trying to get aboard from the left side, plopped a bunt in the grass out in front of home. It died, but Flippo was aware. Came charging down, made a clean play. Two quick outs for St. Henry here in the top of the fifth inning.
Flippo at 53 pitches today, the vast majority of which have been strikes.
And he's 4 2/3 innings through this contest. Bergman takes the ball, then lifts the second pitch. Not a very high pop-up to first. Right off the end of the bat, he pool-cued it to counts. Easy play. Quickly, St. Henry down in order in the top of the fifth inning. No score, bottom of the fifth. Raiders come to bat. 0-0, Rushi St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Jude Count steps in the box for Rushi here in the bottom of the fifth. Delsite whips one in there, counts over the top of the curve, strike one. Then Delsite repeats a curveball, and again, counts misses out in front. Nothing in two. Both pitchers adept at starting hitters off with good breaking balls. The third in a row to counts, and it's tapped foul behind home plate. This game reminding me a lot of the state semifinal in Division IV back in 2019. An hour and 20 minutes, Jeromesville Hillsdale beat Minster 1-0. Early game sack fly, and that was all the scoring. Game was played in 80 minutes. Here is counts hitting one off the knuckles. To the left of the mound, Delsite steps toward first base, in the grass, has it easily, lobs onto Schwederman, one away.
Yeah, Jay Luker was the Hillsdale pitcher that day. Jack, he's at Wright State now, having a good career for the Raiders.
Ross Fissinger in the box for Rushi. He hit a ball pretty well to center field, was out in his at-bat in the second. Delsite missed just above the letters for a ball. One of the few times in this game Delsite has not thrown a first pitch strike. We're in the bottom of the fifth, no score. Rushi and St. Henry. Winding and pitching is Delsite. Fissinger clubs a hard grounder on one bounce to the shortstop Link. He's got it just above his knees. Throws to Schwederman. Fissinger is out at first base. Rushi's tagged the ball pretty well here in the last couple of innings. Nothing to show for it. Ball's right at people. Here is Cooper Unverfirth with two down, bottom of the fifth.
Delsite good as far as his pitch count goes. He's at 56, 44 of which have been strikes.
This game just an hour old at this point. We're one out from finishing the fifth. It's high and away to Unverfirth, ball one. Delsite's got his sign from the catcher Bergman, and he deals. Breaking pitch bounced off home plate, 2-0. Unverfirth was safe on the error by Brookhart back in the third inning. Tough scoring decision. Brookhart made a good play to snag the ball, lunging to his left in front of his shortstop, then made a poor throw at first. Fouled away to the right off the bat of Unverfirth.
And we haven't seen a base runner since then, Jack. Both teams down in order in the fourth. St. Henry down in order in the top of the fifth. First two batters for Rushi out here in the bottom of the fifth.
We've had some Meek outs. We've had some balls tagged as well, but they've been Adam balls. Big, slow bender by Delsite. In and over. Strike two. Unverfirth watched it. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two on the Rushi catcher. Another bender, that's upstairs. Finished in the zone, but was high at the front of the plate. Count goes full, 3-2. Xavier Flippo on deck for Rushi. Here's the payoff pitch by Delsite. Two out, bottom of the fifth inning. Bergman into a stance behind the plate. And it's called a strike on the knees on the inside corner. Unverfirth held a stance there a second after the delivery. Umpire rings him up. We go to the sixth. St. Henry nothing, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGInc.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Up here in the sixth inning, both teams, St. Henry and Rushi, will lead off these frames with their pitchers batting. Delsite to start the top of the sixth for St. Henry. Curveball, Flippo outside corner at the knees, nothing and one. Over the last month of the year, the Rushi pitching combination of Flippo and Cordagna has thrown first pitch strikes better than 80% of the time. Less than one walk per seven innings. Swing and a miss, but Delsite, pitch under his hands. There's a waste pitch by Flippo. He spotted that one wide, and it's 1-2. To follow Delsite, Logan Link, Bryce Brookhart, as the Redskins turn over the lineup. Slow curve to Delsite, down. Unverfirth wanted it. Umpire said no, it was below the knees, and it's 2-2. Good call by him. 2-2 delivery by Flippo. Action pitch. It is missing down, ball three. Over the plate, but low. Important offering here by Flippo. Full count, cranking, throwing, ball nubbed up the third baseline. Quinter feels it's fair. Throw to counts is wild. It's out of play. No, it's in play. It's the retaining wall behind the first base bag. Climbs up the screen. Counts recovers. On at second base is Delsite. That was one of those excuse me, lengthy bunts up the third baseline. And on a 3-2 pitch, Quinter was fairly deep. He had to make the long run. Not sure if an accurate throw would have gotten him. That's got to be a throwing error, allowing the batter runner to go to second. Probably an infield single for Delsite, who's on at second. He is the go-ahead run. Link squares to bunt. High, ball one.
And that is exactly how they scored it, Jack.
So Delsite is on at second. Quinter shading forward, looking for the bunt from Link. That's the go-ahead run out at second for St. Henry. Flippo into the stretch. Link bunts, foul to the screen. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Link. Delsite at second base. There's about 70 feet of space from third to the fence and foul ground, and from first to the fence and foul ground at the ends of the dugouts. Link cuts, misses, strike two. He went hacking. Link fell to one knee, trying to wave at that slow outside breaking ball. Flippo needs a strikeout here. 1-2 on Link. Delsite, the runner at second for St. Henry. There's a high curve hung inside, and the count is extended 2-2. Fissinger fairly deep and left for Link. Cordonier sneaking in behind Delsite at second. Flippo steps off the rubber. Quinter even with the bag at third. With two strikes, the bunt for Link may be off here. Flippo stretching, throws to Link. Link clubs one hard. It's in the hole between third and short, a liner. Cordonier lurched that direction, couldn't pick it off. Link serves a single to left. Delsite moves up to third, and St. Henry's in business here in the top of the sixth. Bryce Brookhart steps in, and here comes Kevin Flippo to the mound for Rushi. St. Henry with the most serious threat of this game by far. In the top of the sixth inning, runners on the corners, no one out. Rushi nothing, St. Henry nothing, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The most recent batter for St. Henry, leadoff man Link, he's the number one guy in the order, spanked a single to left. Delsite, who was down at second, went station to station, 90 feet to third. No one out for St. Henry, which is posing a serious threat here in the top of the sixth inning to open up the scoring. Bryce Brookhart, the third baseman, who singled and flown to left, is in the box. A lead at first by Link. Let's see what kind of a game is deployed by both clubs here. High and away to Brookhart. Ball one. Nothing, nothing the score. St. Henry, runners on the corners, no one out, top of the sixth inning. Rushi needs an infield pop-up or a strikeout. At second and short are Monin and Cordonier. They're sneaking toward the bag. There's a long, high fly ball, deep left field, down the line, in the corner. Fissinger gives chase. It is just foul. It skimmed down the side wall. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on the St. Henry hitter, Bryce Brookhart. That was one of those fly balls where if you're Fissinger and you get to it, and it's in foul territory, you probably don't catch it. There's a pitch thrown to the plate, missing low. Runner steals second base. Unverfurth fires. Monin cuts it off in the grass behind the pitcher's mound. And St. Henry has runners at second and third. The count, 2-0. Here on Brookhart, no score. Top of the sixth, 2 in scoring position for St. Henry. Flippo to Brookhart. Oh, he swings and misses. Might have gotten a piece of it off the knob of the bat. Umpire threw up the dead ball sign. 2-2 the count. In the worst way, Flippo needs a strikeout here. Runners at second and third for St. Henry. Rushi outfield, moderately deep. Unless the ball is hit very shallow, just beyond the infield, a sack fly would result. Here's a slow curve launched in the air between third and home. Rushi's Quinter coming down the line in foul territory. He snares it about 15 feet from home plate. That is a huge out recorded right there by the Raiders. Brookhart pops to third. Now what do you do with Hayden Beckman? I think you might put him on. Beckman steps into the box as a conference ensues on the rubber for the Rushi Raiders. Beckman hits from the left side. He struck out and been out first baseman to Flippo as the two combined on a sparkling play. Back in the fourth inning of this game, runners at second and third for St. Henry, one retired. Beckman, a potent batter, 337 on the year, 34 hits, 28 ribbies. He's got a chance to send St. Henry in front. One out, second and third, runners lead. Flippo to Beckman, high upstairs. On deck is the first baseman, Drew Schwederman. Big Drew in the on-deck circle taking some cuts. Here's the pitch to Beckman, swung on, high towering fly ball behind home plate. And it drops just beyond the screen. Rushi hoping that ball would stay within the field of play somewhere, enabling Unverfurth to track it down, but no chance. A ball, a strike on Beckman, left-hand batter, feet apart, swings, turns on one, golfs it down the right field line. It is curling foul, out of play. 1-2 on Beckman. He's fouled off 2 in succession. Flippo ahead in the count. Xavier looks into the dugout. Runners at second and third for St. Henry. One out, top of the sixth. No score in this game. Serious threat has been created by the Redskins. Flippo needs a strikeout. Middle infielder's in. Flippo delivers to Beckman. Ball bounced to second. Great job, speared by the second baseman. Good play by Monin. Snap throw to the plate. Fine tag, Unverfurth. Got him! Boy, the Rushi Raiders have turned in some defensive gems in this contest here at Canal Park today. Braden Monin, as if he was leaping off a trampoline, speared that chopper off the bat of Beckman. Monin was in. The ball almost climbed the ladder and got over his head. He snatched it in the webbing and made a perfect throw to Unverfurth, who cut down the runner at the plate. Good tag. Pitch to Schwederman wide for a ball. Runners at first and second for St. Henry, and now two away. Beckman couldn't get the ball to the outfield. Flippo's curve made him smash it into the ground. And the Baltimore chopper almost elevated over the outstretched glove of Monin. Fine play by him. Equally good on the receiving end by Unverfurth. Pitch to Schwederman. Oh, it's a jam job off the handle to counts at first. He catches a little 20-foot-high pop-up right to counts. Amazing job by Flippo, and the Rushi defense in St. Henry is denied. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Still no score. Raiders and Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, Bryant, you can talk all you want about the great pitching from these two teams all year. Once again here today, the offenses of these two teams throughout the entire campaign. Rushi's defense today has been remarkable, marvelous, and it's kept them in this game. It's still 0-0.
And again, Cooper Umberforth, just a freshman. He has thrown out two runners trying to steal. And it was a great play there in the last inning on that hard hit to Monin. Monin fielded it well, threw right to Umberforth, clean out there. That was a huge one, too.
Well, Xavier Flippo leads off the bottom of the sixth for the Rushi Raiders. And with a 1-1 count, he then took two slow curveballs just a smidgen high. And it's a 3-1 count on Flippo, who swings, hits one off the handle, foul over the St. Henry dugout to the right. Rushi was the visiting team in the regional. Rushi was at the very bottom of the four clubs in the Southwest regional bracket. Top line team, the home team here at the state, the Southwest region is on top of the four regions. Thus, Rushi, home team today, and would be the home team in the state championship game on Saturday as well. Flippo just turned on a pitch and cranked it foul into the stands down the left field line. Hit it solidly, but was in front of the slow curve delivered by Delsite. And the count is 3-2. Payoff pitch to Flippo. It's spanked into right center field. Beckman's on his horse, and he picks it off. A bid for a single by Flippo denied, but Beckman, again, defense. These two teams so incredibly well-balanced. Rushi number 5 in the state, St. Henry number 4. And in the nightcap, after 7 o'clock, Tiffin Calvert takes on Berlin Highland. They were what, Berlin Highland number 1, Calvert number 2 or 3. This was one of those years, Bryant, when the polls were right on the money.
In Division 4, yes, they were.
Opening pitch is a ball upstairs to Chappie. One ball, no strikes. No score, bottom of the sixth. Delsyte to Chappie. Ball tapped up the third baseline, foul, 1-1. St. Henry missed a golden opportunity to score in the top of the sixth inning. Runners at, first and third, none out. Runner at second, none out. Chappie hits a towering fly ball to center. Beckman's going to make his second play of this frame. He's got it. Two away. Here is Braylon Cordonnier for the Raiders. He steps in. Chappie, by the way, who just made an out, had singled earlier in this contest. Cordonnier has a base knock for Rushi. In fact, those are the two hits by the Raiders, Chappie and Cordonnier. Ball high. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Braylon. Hits from the left side. Beckman in center has swung to right center. Delsyte to Cordonnier. Curveball way outside. It floated off the plate. And it's 2-0. Delsyte being careful with Cordonnier on the first two hurls to the plate. Cordonnier in the left-hand box, cocks the bat high. Strike called above the waist on the outside corner. Fastball, 2-1. Bottom of the sixth, no score. Quickly played game here at Canal Park in Akron. We're about an hour 35 old. That's on the inside corner at the chest. It's called a strike. Don't think Braylon liked it. It was close. 2-2. Delsyte coming back strong. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Cordonnier. Delsyte cranks up the pitch. Cordonnier whacks at it, loops it down the left field line. Left fielder Kunkler giving chase, and he's in foul ground. Missed it by a foot. Foul ball off the bat of Cordonnier. Lengthy run, but Kunkler couldn't quite catch up to it, and that ball landed fair. It's an easy double for Cordonnier, but it lit on the track, just foul. Two balls, two strikes on Braylon Cordonnier for Rushi, bottom of the sixth inning, still no score. It's every bit of what we expected. Pitcher's duel, a lot of drama. Raiders had a chance to have a runner at second with an out earlier in this game. Tried to go from first to third on a sack bunt. Rushi was thrown out, then Chappie singled. Swing and a miss. Cordonnier goes whacking at a high fastball. A heater from Delsyte. He mowed him down. We go to the seventh. We are still scoreless. Rushi and St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Devin Delsyte, the hurler for St. Henry, has retired the last 10. He set down the Raiders in order there in the sixth, setting the stage for what might be a pivotal seventh inning with St. Henry batting. Flippo starting off the leadoff hitter for St. Henry, Elijah Horseman. with a strike on the outside corner and then one in the dirt for a ball. Horseman, solid bat, right fielder, senior. Flippo fires. Horseman sprays a foul to the right, out of play. I mistakenly said ninth inning, corrected that. The previous game went nine. Division One tilt. Anthony Wayne, Olin Tangi Orange. This one is headed for extras as well. Big curve ball by Flippo. My goodness, he whiffled one up there. That looked like a frisbee.
Yes, it did.
Outside corner at the belt. Umpire rings up. Horseman, strike three. Beautiful pitch by Flippo. The hitter was way off balance and couldn't crank up the bat. Here's a ground ball to Monin. One big bounce. Underhanded toss to Flippo on the dead run. He reaches up, has it, steps on the bag for the out. As the batter, Lucas Clooney, taps to first. Clooney had flown out to right and center. And now here's Nolan Kunkler stepping in for St. Henry, left-hand batter. Boy, that's a couple times today that the first baseman for Rushi counts and the pitcher Flippo have united on a nice assist and put out right at the bag. Swing and a miss, strike one on the hitter Kunkler. Curveball off the inside corner, a ball, one and one. Top of the seventh, still no score. This game is just what we had forecasted. Swing and a miss, but Kunkler, Flippo's got some pop. He hit the mitt with one of his hardest throws of this game. Kunkler couldn't catch up, one and two. Flippo winding, firing to Kunkler, missing upstairs, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Two out, St. Henry, top of the seventh, no score. Three hits, an error for St. Henry. Two hits, an error for Rushi. Flippo to Kunkler, and the ball is flared out of play to the left of us behind home plate. Left-hand batting Kunkler is played pretty much straight away. Chappie almost in a dead line from home plate to second to center. Kunkler turns, jerks one deep down the right field line, but well foul by a good 50 feet. Still 2-2 on Kunkler. If anybody's going to hit one to the wall, it's going to be to right field because the wind is blowing from left to right. Flippo, curveball, missed off the plate, inside corner. Count goes full, 3-2. Kunkler's got good wheels. Outstanding bat on the season. Foul there at the plate. Still full, 3-2. Kunkler, a 364 hitter. Threat to steal if he gets on. He's got 13 of them on the campaign. Flippo cranks up the 3-2 pitch. Kunkler can't reach it. He climbed the ladder. High velocity. Swing and a miss. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Can the Raiders walk it off? No score, Rushi St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Braden Monin starts off the bottom of the seventh for the Rushi Raiders. He took a strike, then looked at a ball upstairs. A curveball was above the letters. Then Delsite feeds him another curve, low and away, 2-1. Raiders would love to get the first man on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. No score. Division 4 state semifinal. There's a big breaking curve. Ooh, the plate umpire gave Delsite every bit of the black and then some, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Monin. Monin, Quinter, and Francis for Rushi. There's a ball flipped down the right field line against the screen. Ball was ticketed for the stands. About 20 feet foul, as Monin made sure he didn't let that one go by. Too close to take. He just spoiled it. Two balls, two strikes on Monin. No score, bottom of the seventh. 2-2 delivery. Big bouncing ball wide at third, foul. Still 2-2. Monin's been out. Pitcher to first, plus a fly to right. 10 in a row, retired by Delsite. Two hits for Rushi in the game. Here's the offering by Delsite. Ball crammed into deep left center by Monin. It's up the gap. Running hard, Beckman. He's got it. Oh, what a play. Hayden Beckman may have saved the game. If that ball gets past him, it goes to the warning track. It's a triple for sure. Monin scalded one to left center. And Beckman, who's made numerous putouts in center field in this game, managed to track it down. Boy, he's got speed to burn. One away for Rushi here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's Hayden Quinter from the right side. Delsite starts him off with a curve that bounces, ball one. Monin's been red hot at the plate the last month for Rushi, and he made a bid for extra bases there. But Bryant, you just don't get balls past Chappie in center for Rushi or Beckman in center for St. Henry easily.
No, you don't. Beckman's made several impressive catches today. That's not his first.
There's a pitch to Quinter, a 1-0 offering. Just missed low, 2-0.
As you described, that probably is his most impressive out of the impressive catches he's had.
Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Quinter. Delsite winds, fires, slow curveball, bending in and over. Quinter watched it. Boy, he was frozen. Two balls and a strike. Rushi batting bottom of the seventh, no score, one out. Winding, firing, Delsite. Ball golfed into short center field off the bat at Quinter. Here comes Beckman again. Another put out. Beckman, a workhorse in center. And by my count, Bryant, that's 12 in a row retired by Delsite. Question now becomes, how many more pitches left in the arms of Delsite and Flippo? They've economized for the most part here in this game.
Yeah, Delsite at 89 right now.
Slow curve to Felix Francis, caught the inside corner, nothing in one.
64 of his pitches have been strikes today.
Two fly balls to center for Rushi here in the bottom of the seventh.
Flippo at 92 right now.
Delsite to Felix. There's a ball lofted center field. Guess what? It's the same guy out there playing that number eight position, Beckman for St. Henry, and he snags all three. The first one was tough. The second and third, pretty routine. Rushi retired in order in the seventh. We go to the eighth. Back to the bump. It's Flippo for the Raiders. Nothing, nothing. We go extras on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Well, up here in the eighth inning, St. Henry's got 8-9-1. Rushi will have 7, 8, and 9 in the Raiders' half of the eighth. Again, the two pitchers starting to push 100. Flippo getting closer, but boy, they've both been very good. Sharp control. First batter is Bergman for St. Henry here in the eighth inning, and he hits a lofty fly ball short right center field. Chappie says he wants it. He comes in behind the second baseman, Monin, and on the dead run has it for the out. The center fielders, Bryant, getting plenty of activity.
Yes.
One down for St. Henry here in the top of the eighth inning. And here is Devin Delsite, the pitcher for St. Henry. He's been splendid. And the first pitch to him from Flippo, yep, outside corner at the knees. There's a curveball very wide, and it's 2-0. Again, the Lions score. No runs, three hits, an error for St. Henry. No runs, two hits, an error for Rushi. There's the ball spanked to right, right at the right fielder, Francis. Ball hit fairly well off the bat of Delsite. It didn't carry, though. Francis came in a step or two and picked it off just high. A lot of fly ball outs right now being registered by the bats of both teams. Two down for St. Henry. Here in the top of the eighth, once again, Flippo economizing his pitches. Here's a hard ground ball to third. Quinter backhands behind the bag, off his mitt, rolls down the line into foul territory. Good hustle by Fissinger of Rushi, who picks it up and whips it back in towards second base. And staying parked right at first is Logan Link, as St. Henry turned the lineup order. Over, I should say. That is Link's second hit of this game. He's got two singles plus a walk. He's gone out in the air to Cordonier at short, then walked and singled twice. And he is a threat to steal for sure. Here's Bryce Brookhart at the plate. He's got one of the four hits. Hard ground ball to Cordonier. To one knee, has it. Throws to counts. Yes, it's an out. Link was off and running. No force play was possible. Cordonier went to his knee, gloved it very neatly, secured it, and he threw a bullet to counts to get Brookhart by two full steps at first base. Good recognition by the Raiders. No force at second. Out recorded at first. Can Rushi walk it off in the bottom of the eighth? Still no score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Well, Brookhart for St. Henry hit the ball sharply to finish the top of the inning. Here's Counts bunting. It's a good one. Between the mound and third, Delsyte gloves. Can't make a play. Can't make a play. How about that? Bruschi, first baseman Jude Counts, the junior. An unlikely man to bunt the ball. Oh, he caught St. Henry napping. The third baseman was even with the bag or behind it. And had the third baseman been up a smidgen, it might have been his ball. Delsyte came off the mound for St. Henry. He was in no man's land between home and third. And Couts legged it out. No throw from Delsyte. Had he hurried it, who knows, he might have thrown it away. Rushi in business. Runner at first. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Still no score. Heck of a game, Bryant. Everything that we thought it would be, billed as a low-scoring tilt. Most often prediction I heard this week was, well, it'll probably be 2-1. It's a toss-up. Who will get the 2? Who will get the 1? Well, we're right on the money. 0-0 tie, bottom of the eighth inning. Back-to-back extra-inning games here at Canal Park. Previous contest, Division One affair between Anthony Wayne and Olentangy Orange. Went 9. Thus, we got started late. In fact, the time between games 2 and 3 here today, was compressed dramatically. So we had to rush to get on the air to get this game started. Ross Fissinger steps in for Rushi in a bunting situation. Is that a pinch runner down there at first? Borchers for Rushi, Bryant? I think so. Vince Borchers on the bag at first. Fissinger is in the middle of the box. He's off the plate a foot and a half or so. And Brookhart at third is about ready to handshake with Ross, who bunts at it, fouls it into the left-hand batter's box. None out for Rushi, bottom of the eighth inning. No score. That bunt single but counts was only Rushi's third safe hit of this contest. St. Henry has recorded 4. Brookhart halfway from third to home, expecting Fissinger to bunt. The catcher Bergman for St. Henry getting a call from his dugout. Borchers a threat to run. He's got good wheels. He takes a secondary lead. Fissinger strikes at it. Bunt attempt. No dice. Nothing in 2. St. Henry and Delsyte way ahead in the count here. Do you try to bunt again? Or can you slap one past the third baseman into left field? Brookhart still well up, not as close as he was on the previous pitch. Now he sneaks backward. Still in front of the bag. Pitch to Fissinger, slow curve. It is nubbed foul. No, it's missed. It's missed. It was a bouncing pitch to the plate. Fissinger couldn't get a piece of it. But with first occupied, the batter is out on the swinging strike. And the runner at first base advances down to second as the ball managed to trickle away from Bergman a little bit. So now Rushi's got a runner at second base with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Good wheels and Borchers. A base hit, if it's not right at an outfielder, could win this game. Here is the pitch to Unverfurth, the catcher. It's upstairs for a ball. 1-0 on him. One out, bottom of the eighth inning. Raiders, a runner at second. One away, bottom of the eighth inning. Counts with a great bunt. Borchers pinch running. Unverfurth swings and hits a foul out of play to the right. 1-1. Earlier in this game, St. Henry started a threat when a leadoff hitter struck out swinging and the ball eluded Unverfurth. It too was a curve in the dirt. St. Henry went on to pose a serious threat but didn't score. Curveball to Unverfurth, chopped to third, behind the bag to Brookhart. Foul, says the third base ump. It missed the line by about a foot, just to the left of the bag. So the count on Unverfurth is a ball and two strikes. Oh, a throwing error would decide this game. A single to left center or right center would as well. Borchers at second, one out for Rushi. Bottom of the eighth inning, no score. Division IV state semifinal. The winner comes back on Saturday at 1 to play the Tiffin Calvert Berlin Highland winner. Fastball high to Unverfurth. It's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on him. That was a waste pitch by Delsite. Outfield up fairly snug. Beckman not quite as shallow as he's played all game long in center. Pitch to Unverfurth, looks like a beauty. It's called strike three. Waist high, outer half. Well done by Delsite. Unverfurth was crossed up, looking for a curve. He got some velocity. And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through eight. A dazzling four-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling four-hit shutout through eight. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Raiders advance to the state final on Saturday at 1 against the Tiffin Calvert Berlin Highland winner. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Woo! Well done by Xavier in the clutch. He's high-fiving it with his teammates. The experienced senior Flippo comes through with two down in the bottom of the eighth inning. As he took a pitch on the inside part of the plate, kind of an inside-outside cut, and got the ball over the head of the second baseman, it was not right to the right fielder, and Borchers, with very good speed, made it home easily. What a win for Rushi. The Raiders go for a repeat in the state final on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Bryant will take a 2-minute break. I'm going to take a quick restroom break. Then we'll be back. We'll wrap it up closely. Tiffin Calvert Radio is hoping to get in here mighty soon, so we won't deliberate long. Back in a couple of minutes, Rushi in triumphant fashion. Terrific walk-off win in 8. 2-1, or I should say 1-0. Man, am I excited. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Raiders get it done, 1-0-8. It's a team that starts as three seniors, yet there's so much experience. Having been to the state Final Four last year and won it, back again, one victory away from a repeat. You keep asking yourself, what can this Rushi team do for an encore? Five straight come-from-behind wins last year in the district regional state tournament. This year, a tremendous come-from-behind triumph in the district semifinal, down 5-4, down to their last out in the bottom of the seventh, won it on a two-out base knock by Monin, 6-5. Delivered four runs in the eighth inning in the regional semi to break up a 0-0 game. Won a close one over Southeastern with three runs in the fifth in the regional championship, 4-1. And this was a stalemate here, as we thought it would be. Flippo and Delsite matching pitch for pitch for pitch. 0-0 until the bottom of the eighth inning. A great bunt laid down by Jude Counts to start the bottom of the eighth. And then on a bouncing ball to the plate, a swinging strike three. Counts advanced to second with two out. He scored on a base hit by guess who? Xavier Flippo, who pitched eight sparkling innings. He was brilliant here today. Flippo with a line drive hit into right center field, easily scoring Borchers from second. And like a deer, he circled third and raced home, headlong slide. 1-0 Raiders over St. Henry. St. Henry, an outstanding campaign under head coach Mike Gast. They wind up on the year 24-7. And how about those Rushi Raiders, who are now, let's see, 26-6 on the year. Is that right, Bryant? 26-6 for Rushi. unbelievable, well in excess of 50 wins over a two-year span and a chance to repeat. What more can you ask from this Rushi bunch? State champs in baseball last June, state final four in basketball in March, and here they are, one win away from a repeat as the D4 state champions. We'll know on Saturday as Rushi will take on the winner of the final tilt of the day here at Akron's Canal Park. Tiffin Calvert against Berlin Island. The Raiders take on the team victorious in the game upcoming. Two highly ranked clubs, only three losses, I think, between them. It should be a brilliant game. I'll have to stay and watch some of it and do a little scouting myself of these two teams, one of which will be Rushi's opponent on Saturday, first pitch at 1. Bryant, your observations. My goodness gracious, what a game. Everything we thought it would be, and it boiled down to one play, one hit in the bottom of the eighth inning. Don't overlook the fact, as you remarked at once about two, three innings ago, Cooper Unverfirth caught two St. Henry players out stealing at second early on in this game when the freshman was tested and St. Henry couldn't swipe second base and get men in scoring position in the first few innings.
Yeah, great game. Both teams had four hits. Both committed one error each, but it was a very cleanly played game with a lot of great defensive plays. Somebody was bound to break through at some point, and you can credit June Counts for laying a perfect bunt there to start the eighth inning as being the big deciding factor. Xavier Filippo, with two outs, able to come on and drive in that key run. Small ball has done Rushi well, and that is what was able to make the difference today. Your Clancy star of the game is an absolute runaway, Jack. Xavier Filippo drove in the game's only run, 1-for-3 at the plate on the day. Masterful eight innings on the mound. He gave up four hits, walked one batter, struck out five.
That Xavier, that X on the front of his name, also stands for Mr. Mr. Experience. Oh, wow. Did he come through in the clutch? Four-hitter complete game, eight innings, and the game-winning base knock in the bottom of the eighth frame off the bat of Xavier Filippo. He is the star. There were a lot of stars in this game. Filippo was the number one, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Once again, airtime about 12:25 on Saturday for the state championship. Rushi against Tiffin Calvert or Berlin Highland. Both of those schools ranked a little higher than Rushi at the season's end in the state coaches poll. But all of these teams in the top half dozen or so statewide, and D4 very evenly matched. As the result of this game proves, 1-0 Rushi in 8 over St. Henry. Braylon Cordonier will go to the bump for the Rushi Raiders in the state championship tilt on Saturday. The sophomore has been outstanding all year long. He, like Xavier Filippo, a walk about every 8 innings. What more can you ask than that? And had Filippo walked to 2 or 3 today at inopportune times, it might have spelled defeat for the Rushi Raiders. But Xavier's control was immaculate. Braylon Cordonier's control has been splendid as well. And as you noted, Bryant, small ball, the difference, a bunt, a big bunt by Jude Count, seven hitter in the order. He was not the man that St. Henry thought would lay down a bunt base hit in extra innings, but he did. He executed it perfectly, and that led to the triumph. Xavier Filippo finished it off. Again, airtime 12:25 on Saturday for Bryant Billing. For all of our online listeners, Jack Kramer saying good evening to you from here at Canal Park in Akron. We'll talk to you once again on Saturday afternoon when Rushi plays for a state championship repeat in Division IV baseball on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at Secure.